What was life like for women in medieval Europe and the Near East on the eve of the Crusades? How influential could women become? Women's lives varied dramatically across 11th century Europe and the Mediterranean. The economy was predominantly agrarian, so most would have had a rural existence, engaged in agricultural labour, and potentially cottage industries such as spinning and brewing. Some women would have been free, others would have been serfs with duties tied to the land, or slaves either through conquest or indenture. For example, Domesday Book tells us of the existence of a large number of female slaves in 11th century England, but it also tells us about women holding land and even a female jester. In urban environments, women might play a role in artisan trades and businesses, though usually in an auxiliary role, or on an ad hoc basis, supporting husbands rather than as independent, skilled workers. Those who were less well off might work in the households of others. Where the middle classes grew particularly wealthy, women's lives might mirror those of the local landowning classes, the nobility. Advantageous marriage alliances and fertility were certainly defining features for these women's lives. But they also engaged in courtly life, entertaining guests as well as raising and educating their younger children, employing tutors as they grew older. They had household and budgeting responsibilities, and occasionally took on lordship roles over parts of the demesne, especially when their husbands were away or died. There were some restrictions to women's agency as a result of their sex. Once married, their property legally belonged to a husband, though in practice the consent of a woman could and often was sought to dispose of land held jointly. Women weren't supposed to engage in fighting because of the fragility of their sex. Yet we still hear stories of female warriors, and when in positions of lordship, women were certainly involved in all levels of military activity, from strategy, logistics and recruitment, to leading on the field and defending sieges. Women were also prevented from becoming priests, but they played a variety of roles in spiritual life. They could enter the church as nuns, and some abbesses ended up in positions of considerable power. Laywomen also acted as patrons to clergy and monastic houses. They commissioned literature, artworks, reliquaries, and architecture, all of which could reflect their own influence at the same time as demonstrating their piety. Those who were particularly concerned about their salvation might embark on a pilgrimage to a holy site or shrine, but often this could only take place after duties to the family were fulfilled, and some authors expressed concern about the safety and reputation of female travellers.